the continuation of the May 15th afternoon session of the Portland City Council. We had to take a recess as this next item is a time certain. Carly, could we please start with item number 440?
Yes. Settlement with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for certain Portland Harbor remedial design costs.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. We will invite up our distinguished panel. City Attorney Tracy Reeve, Chief Administrative Officer Tom Reinhart, Nick Blosser, the Governor Brown's Chief of Staff, also known as Deborah Kefouri's husband, and Jim. Jim, welcome. I didn't have you on my list, but thank you for joining us, and I have a brief opening statement. By the way, as exciting as this afternoon is and this announcement is, I just got a text from my wife that my son made his club team. Ooh. After tryout. So I just have to
say, good news.
I have to put everything in perspective.
That's good news.
I don't know if. Mayor Wheeler, I've been proud to partner with you to lead the city's efforts to clean up the Willamette River. And colleagues, today we'll hear about a new and unique partnership that will accelerate the next phase of our Superfund work and meet the city's obligation in a thoughtful and responsible way. In December, the mayor and I met with the deputy administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. He told us and confirmed that the EPA has prioritized this site and asked us to partner with them to ensure that we keep moving forward. We share their commitment to our river and to continued progress. During EPA's visit to Portland, they announced specific and aggressive deadlines for the next phase, which is designing the cleanup. Our talented team seized that opportunity and worked with our partners at the state and Governor Kate Brown's office to develop the innovative concept that we have before us today. The proposal is to form a public trust that leverages public dollars to encourage private parties to begin the design work. Our invited panel will explain how the trust will work, but I want to highlight a few key benefits. First, this agreement is a thoughtful and efficient use of public dollars. The agreement caps public funds and makes sure our money is used on cleanup design work rather than administrative and legal costs. Second, the agreement increases legal certainty. The Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to exclude the state and the city from enforcement action, acknowledging that we are meeting our obligations. And private parties that accept public dollars must agree not to bring claims against the state or the city. The proposal has been through several rounds of legal and fiscal vetting by the city, state, and our federal agency partners. That might be the understatement of the day. I'm pleased that all agencies were able to reach agreement on the specific details. Council's vote is the final step to put this plan into action. In addition to the trust, the proposal includes two other major components. First, a coordinated approach to information sharing, so community members have access to current, comprehensive, and easy to understand information. Second, an agreement between the city, state, Port of Portland, and Department of Defense to partner on cleanup work at the Willamette Cove, a popular community gathering spot. Those will be coming to council soon. Colleagues, this is a creative approach among Superfund sites, a unique and creative approach, and is a major step forward towards our shared goal of a cleaner, safer Willamette River. I want to thank some of the many people who got us here today. Annie Von Berg at BES, the city's Superfund liaison. BES Director Mike Jordan. Nancy Klinger from the City Attorney's Office. Nick Blosser, the governor's chief of staff, who rolled up his sleeves and personally engaged on this issue. And Jim McKenna, Governor Brown's natural resources policy advisor. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank our partners across all city bureaus, at the state of Oregon, at EPA Region 10 in Seattle, and at EPA headquarters in Washington. Mayor, thank you again for your continued partnership on the Superfund process. And let's turn it over to our distinguished panel.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor, Council members. I'm Tracy Reeve. I'm the Portland City Attorney, and I'm here today to help present you with a settlement agreement with the U.S. EPA for certain Portland Harbor Superfund's remedial design costs. The city and state have worked together to create this agreement and approach to the next phase at the Portland Harbor Superfund site. With me here today are Tom Reinhardt, our Chief Administrative Officer, Nick Blosser, the Governor's Chief of Staff, and Jim McKenna, also from the Governor's Office. And EPA Region 10 Administrator Chris Slodick was hoping to be with us today, but unfortunately he was unable to make it at the last minute. He sends his apologies, but Tony Barber, EPA's Oregon Director, is with us today. And in the record is a statement issued by EPA Headquarters and Region 10 supporting this agreement. Now, as you all know, Portland Harbor Superfund is a 10-mile site that runs from the southern tip of Sylvie Island to the Broadway Bridge. The EPA, after many years of investigation work, released its final cleanup plan in 2017. In that final cleanup plan, EPA estimates that the cleanup will take 13 years of active construction and 17 years of active monitoring to reach the cleanup goals at a cost of around $1 billion. Since the final cleanup plan was issued, some parties have stepped forward to perform environmental sampling to establish a benchmark against which progress moving forward will be measured. That baseline effort is near completion, and we're now beginning the phase where the specifics of how the cleanup will work will be engineered. This is known as the remedy design or cleanup design phase. In December, top EPA leadership came to Portland to announce a timeline for the design phase of the Superfund site. EPA set aggressive goals and announced that it wants the parties to be in serious negotiations by this June and to have the entire site under order for cleanup design by the end of 2019, this year, or EPA will move forward with enforcement action. The city is supportive, as is the state, is supportive of EPA's efforts to expedite this stage of the process to move the site closer to cleanup implementation. We all want to get in the river and start cleaning it up. As council is aware, the city and state are unique among the approximately 150 potentially responsible parties, or what we refer to as PRPs, in the Portland Harbor. Neither the city or the state are a single industrial site. Rather, we are PRPs because we touch the harbor in many different places where we have provided public services. And as you know, for the city, that's largely our sewer system, stormwater system. The result is that we have potential legal obligations scattered throughout the entire Portland Harbor Superfund site. As a result of that, and in order to avoid being actively involved in designing the cleanup throughout the entire harbor, we've reached a potential agreement with EPA that will help address the city's and the state's legal obligation for cleanup design and will also help us avoid enforcement action. In the agreement that's before you, the city and state would each contribute up to $12 million into an account that is dedicated to move cleanup design forward for the entire Portland Harbor Superfund site. Through the agreement, the city and the state are each offering $80,000 per acre of any sediment management areas identified in the cleanup plan as needing active cleanup, either capping or dredging, that is not already under an EPA order for design. By pooling our public resources, we leverage and expedite action at a larger scale, and that's one of the most exciting aspects of this settlement agreement. To receive the funds, the parties must sign an agreement with EPA this year that obligates them to do 100% of the design work for the area for which they're signing up. Those parties that accept the city and state funds must also agree not to bring claims against the city or state to recover design costs for those areas. In exchange for this investment, EPA has agreed that the city would not be subject to enforcement through June of 2020, regardless of whether parties agree to the funding offer for their areas. And of course, our hope is that they will. It is important to note that this is not a full settlement of claims. It provides the means for the city to resolve its liability for contributing to the design phase as to those parties who elect to accept our funds. This only goes to design. The actual cleanup work itself is a future step. Through this agreement, the city and state do three important things. First, we reduce the possibility of EPA taking legal enforcement action against the city and state for this phase of the project. Second, we reduce some of the legal and financial uncertainty for this phase of the project, and as more areas accept the offer, that reduction in uncertainty is heightened. That's a terrible way to put it, but we get more certainty the more people take our money. Third, we maximize the benefit of public dollars by ensuring that funds go directly to cleanup design work by those that should be doing the work while avoiding high administrative costs on the part of the city and state who would otherwise have to be involved in all of the areas. Here's a brief overview of what we have proposed. The city and the state will each, in fiscal year 19-20, contribute $6 million to a trust, and that's the first pool that you see there. As parties sign up to participate and to take on the cleanup responsibility for a given area, that money then flows into the EPA special account, and those parties get 50% of the funds when the EPA approves their cleanup design, and the other 50% you see coming out of the bottom when the work is completed for the site. The money only goes from our trust into the EPA special account, other than an initial $1.5 million seed money, if you will. The rest of our funds only moves in as parties sign those agreements and are obligated to do the work. Okay, I will now pass this over to Tom Reinhart, who's going to discuss some of the policy benefits of this approach.
Thank you, Tracy. Good afternoon, Council. For the record, Tom Reinhart, Chief Administrative Officer. Council, this is a responsible approach to a complex and expensive project. I've worked closely with the Bureau of Environmental Services, the lead bureau for the city on this effort, thank you, BES, to prepare for this stage of the process and lay the groundwork for the long road ahead as well. As Tracy mentioned, this agreement is an important step towards both addressing our legal obligation and providing the city more financial certainty. But just as importantly, it is a major step towards beginning the full restoration of our river. It also ensures that all funds will go directly towards the work of cleanup design, as Tracy mentioned, and reducing our transaction expenditures like legal and technical costs, which for this project are significant. Since we're in budget season, I want to zero in on the figures that Tracy mentioned. Our first payment of $6 million will come entirely from the Environmental Remediation Fund. And because these funds have already been collected, this agreement will not have a rate impact at this point. We have been in contact with affected city bureaus and will continue to work together to identify funds for our remaining obligation outside of the Environmental Remediation Fund. In closing, we urge your support of this agreement with the firm belief that it is a responsible approach to cleaning up the river for our community. With that, I'll hand it over to our great partners at the state and to Nick.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And by the way, Nick Blosser is not going to shave until the Trailblazers win.
Well, thank you very much. And Commissioner, I too appreciate your efforts on this effort. I know how important this project is to you. It's been great working with Michael Jordan and Annie Von Berg on this great teamwork. And we're very proud of this day. We think this is a good thing. We think it's the right thing to do. The state of Oregon, through the Department of State Lands and Oregon Department of Transportation, has been notified by EPA of its potential liability at this site. And EPA has requested that ODOT and DSL, along with upwards of 150 other PRPs, step forward cooperatively and make proposals to do remedial design for the entire site this year in 2019. If those parties do not step forward, then EPA is willing to use its enforcement tool. In response to EPA's announcement that the entire harbor site must be under order for cleanup design by the end of 2019, we're preparing to do our part. The city and state, it's important to note that we are unique amongst those 150 or so PRPs. We don't have a single site or facility, but by providing the public services in this area of Portland Harbor, we have touched multiple locations throughout the harbor. And as such, we may have potential liability at those multiple locations throughout the harbor. The city and state have reached an agreement with EPA that can help us address those legal obligations for cleanup design and avoid those enforcement actions that may be coming down the pike. As you're aware, in the draft agreement, there is a clause of look elsewhere, look first at others for enforcement, because they recognize that the city and the state are putting a great proposal forward. It's worth giving those other PRPs time to consider that proposal, and therefore we have a look first agreement through July, I believe, of next year. We're taking steps towards addressing these potential obligations, reduce our risk. By doing so, we reduce the risk to taxpayers and ratepayers, and we leverage harbor-wide action by bringing parties to the table. We could have stepped forward at one particular location and spent our public funds, but as I mentioned earlier, by having a potential liability throughout the harbor and using this bucket of money, the pooled money from the city and the state, we can address remedial design at all those locations throughout the harbor as parties step forward and sign their administrative orders. I think it's important to note here that, and I know the city attorney and others have mentioned this, these funds, the city and the state will get credit by EPA against our remedial design liability. As parties step forward and sign orders and they're eligible for some of this money, as the money is transferred over, we get credit for those funds towards our liability. This is not a subsidy to other PRPs. We are not paying or otherwise transferring funds to other PRPs. We are resolving part of our liabilities. By investing these funds, the city and the state do three very important things. We reduce the possibility of EPA taking enforcement action against our respective organizations for this phase of work. We protect the public dollars by providing a set amount of funding to specific work areas rather than directly taking on projects at multiple locations. And by doing so, we greatly reduce the administrative costs associated with those projects. The offer requires the PRPs use the funds to fund cleanup designs and move the site closer to actual cleanup. Those funds cannot be used for anything else but actual remedial design work, and that will be in the agreement with EPA. And we play an important role in moving the cleanup design forward for the entire harbor without taking on design work that would be performed by the appropriate PRPs. In other words, certain PRPs, it's more appropriate for them to do the design at and off their respective sites so they can take into consideration the current use and future use of that site, as opposed to the city or the state doing that design. With that, Nick, I was going to hand it over to you.
Sure. For the record, Nick Blosser, Service Chief of Staff to Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Thanks for having me. I'll just keep this brief. The governor sends her regards and asked me to be here today before you. Thank you for the opportunity. I do want to myself extend the governor's appreciation to Commissioner Fish and the city, including BES Director Mike Jordan and some of the folks who were mentioned. It's been tremendous work to get this partnership this far. And in the midst of everything else on her plate, pushing hard to get Portland Harbor cleaned up has never been far from the governor's mind. When we were in Washington, D.C. earlier this year, we had a meeting with EPA Administrator Wheeler to discuss the potential for this very partnership, and I'm very pleased that we are here today, only a couple months later, to finalize the agreement. It's kind of remarkable how quickly we've come, and in February, also around that time, we were able to get the state legislature to approve to secure the state's $6 million commitment. So that was also a big step. This is, as has been said, a creative and unique partnership, and one we believe will propel forward the cleanup of the Portland Harbor Superfund site. It reflects our shared commitments to making real progress to get the harbor cleaned up as soon as practicable under the existing record of decision, which is something we emphasized in our meeting with the administrator. It is imperative we do so in order to reduce risks to people who use, fish, work, or otherwise rely upon the river. As we know, this is one of the more complicated Superfund sites in the country, with over 150 PRPs, over 300 chemicals of potential concern. And the state of Oregon, like the city, wears multiple hats, both as a potentially responsible party, a natural resource trustee, and as a regulator. Six Native American tribes are involved as natural resource trustees. And complicating that, adding to the complication, ESA listed salmon restrict in-water cleanup work to just 4 months per year. The legacy debt of Portland Harbor is one none of us here today caused, and one that we have all inherited, yet we must address it. The Lower Willamette River is home to a wide variety of wildlife, including threatened and endangered salmon. It provides recreation opportunities and has significant cultural significance to many tribes. It's also our largest seaport in our state, directly employing approximately 30,000 people and deriving over $400 million of state and local tax revenue generated by activity within our working harbor. Prevents an opportunity for new investment and future employment, but the Superfund listing has cast a dark cloud of uncertainty over the harbor. As you may know, the Army Corps of Engineers has essentially ceased maintenance dredging of the federal navigation channel in the Lower Willamette since the Superfund listing. And private industry has been reluctant to invest in existing or new facilities while the liabilities of cleanup remain resolved. Therefore, timely initiation and completion of the sediment cleanup will go a long way in lifting this cloud of economic uncertainty. As has been said, on December 17th of last year, EPA sent letters to each of the Portland Harbor PRPs expressing the need to have commitments to perform cleanup in 2019, this year. If they don't step forward, EPA may use enforcement to get the cleanup designs completed. So this partnership and the dedicated funding for it provides the opportunity to secure that cleanup design for the entire harbor, which is a huge step forward. In closing, I'll just add, the Portland Harbor was listed, as you know, as a Superfund site almost 20 years ago in the year 2000. It's time to bring closure to investigations, to complete the design work and move forward with actual cleanup, which we all want, to reduce health risks, improve environmental conditions for people and wildlife, and at the same time, create the opportunity for significant economic and commercial endeavors in the heart of the state's biggest city. Thank you again very much for the partnership and the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. That completes the formal presentation, Mayor, and we can take council questions, and then I may even have people here to testify.
Any questions, colleagues? Public testimony. Carla's running to get the list. I know there were at least two people that I saw signed up on the list.
Lightning and Bob Solinger.
Very good. Come on up. 3 minutes each, please. Name for the record. Bob, why don't you go ahead and start, please? Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Bob Solinger. I'm the Conservation Director for the Audubon Society of Portland. I just wanted to come here today to testify and signal our support and appreciation for the work that's being done here. We're still getting our heads around it, so we're still going through the details, so it's preliminary support, but we're very excited that the city and the state are moving forward and taking a leadership role. As has already been mentioned, we've been waiting 20 years to get to cleanup, and so seeing the city and the state step out is exciting, it's important, and we hope that the rest of the PRPs will follow suit and take this as an opportunity to really jump in. We also appreciate the EPA's confirmation that they will hold folks accountable and look for agreements by the end of this year. So the city and the state's leadership is all the more important for that reason. And we look forward to seeing all of those agreements signed and the implementation phase really get into full high gear. This is all the more important as we've seen information come out recently talking about the impacts on salmon species. Throughout the last 20 years, we've been told that, you know, at least the salmon were not significantly affected by the pollution in the Willamette River. Now we know that that's not the case as well, so the importance is all the more heightened. The only caveat I really wanted to flag today, and we've heard both from the city and the state on this, is that we want to make absolutely sure that no public money goes to subsidizing the cost of private responsible parties cleanup. And we've been assured by both the city and the state that that's not what's happening here, that this is really catalyzing the design phase, but that none of this money is going to go to subsidies for responsible parties. We do feel that the polluter pay principle is absolutely critical and needs to be maintained. Polluters do need to be held accountable, and we should not be subsidizing them with public money. Again, we've been assured that's not the case, and we trust that will remain so. I just want to also express my appreciation to Annie and Jessica, who briefed us last week on behalf of the city. We'll be meeting with Jim and the governor as well this week to get a briefing from the state. So we appreciate all the outreach and the efforts to keep the community involved. So thank you for your work on this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Superhumanity. Again, all the responsible parties except the state and the city, I want to have an exclusion for every business, and they're not going to have any liability or have to pay anything on this. I want this to fall on the city and the state entirely, and I want them to pay for the whole project. And one of the reasons is I do not want to affect the current businesses in this area in any manner economically. And I think when we look back through history, let's face it, submersible land is owned by who and controlled by who? Not private parties. That is by the state. And if the contamination is on their land, they are responsible to clean it up. Now, they want to go after the private parties in the future. That's for them to decide. But I'm saying that a lot of this sediment can transfer over years, can go from one location to the next. And what you're looking at is something you really can't keep track of and who's responsible at the end of the day for what's currently in the river. And I'm saying the city and the state needs to step in now. They need to fund a dredge, what's called the Portland dredge, and begin doing dredging on this river every year. This should have been done from the year 2000. We should have had a dredging bureau already set up. We should have been removing contamination out of the river. And let me say this to you. You think EPA is going to complain if you would have had a dredge and began removing contaminated sediment out of the river? Of course not. That's what needed to be done. That what needs to be done now. That will save the most cost. If you begin to affect these business owners along this river to where it hurts their businesses and they shut down, this is going to be a disaster for the city and the state. They need to step in. They need to take control of their problem, which is in the water, which is submersible land, and they better understand one thing. You're not going to be limited from your liability, state and city. If you think you are, you're in fantasy land. This is your responsibility. It should have been cleaned up tremendously by now. You've just sat back trying to slide this off onto somebody else, and I'm actually insulted by that. And to you, Governor Brown, let me say this to you. You need to clean up this river. You need to get to Washington, D.C., get some of that federal money, infrastructure money, deepen our channel for commercial use, and implement this cleanup simultaneously to deepen the channel with federal money. And that's what I wanted you to do from the start on this. Instead, you want to bankrupt all these businesses up and down this river, and you can't even prove half of this contaminated sediment came from their businesses. Because it's all transferred over the years, and trust me, I lived on the river 15 years, I pulled dredging permits, and I understand exactly what goes on this river and how the sediment can move.
Thank you.
Take your responsibility and do not limit your liability, city and state.
That completes public testimony, is that correct, Carla?
That's all who signed up.
Very good. Any further comment? Commissioner Fritz.
To our guests from the state, welcome to our world. And thank you for being here today. Thank you for all your work on this. We'll be voting next week, but I wanted to express my appreciation to everybody who's worked so hard on this, and especially Commissioner Fish, who's been at the helm for so long and does such a great job. Thank you.
Mayor, if I could.
Commissioner Fish.
I just want to thank everybody. This sort of a dream team came together that's been working on this. And we do our best work when we work in partnership with other government. And this is, I think, a sterling example of the state and the city having an opportunity to work together. It took a lot of smart people and a lot of negotiating and a lot of lawyering to get to this point. It's almost a little anticlimactic, but we had to go through layers and layers. And to our friends at the EPA, you know, we have a lot of disagreements with the EPA. And that's not an attack, that's a fact. But we are pleased that the Environmental Protection Agency has drawn a line in the sand and said that this record of decision will be implemented, will be upheld. And that's very important. And we believe as a city and as a state in the principle that polluter pays. We believe in that strongly, as do you. So we thank you, sir, for continuing to hold all the potentially responsible parties' feet to the fire. And Nick, since you've gone through most of your life without a C in your name, and that's carried a big burden, we should also, while you're here, ask you if you would transmit to the governor our thanks for the increased funding for education. Commissioner Fritz's children went through public education. Commissioner Saltzman, I believe, when he served, had a child. Commissioner Udaly has a child in public education.
Graduating in June.
Excellent. I have a freshman in high school at Portland Public Schools. So this is a big lift. And to carve out the $6 million initial installment while also juggling all these other balls is a real demonstration of a commitment to this cause. So we thank you for that, Mayor.
I just want to say a couple of things briefly. First of all, I want to thank Commissioner Fish, and I want to thank his team for their incredible work on this. I would like to thank all of the city bureaus who have worked so hard on this, Mike and BES. We have everybody here from the finance team, from the chief administrative officer's team, from the legal team. I'd like to thank those on my staff who have worked very hard on this, particularly Amy Rathfelder, who is my environmental person who's hiding somewhere in the background like she usually does, and Kristen Dennis, my chief of staff. I think this is a great example of everybody trying to come together and collaborate, and I want to thank the governor as well. The fact that she deployed her chief of staff and her natural resources advisor at a time when the legislature is at the height of their legislative session, I think speaks volumes about their sincere commitment to this. And it goes without saying that we need to thank the EPA. There are many, many ways that they could have shut this process down and caused further delays. And instead, they thought outside the box and they went in completely the opposite direction. They took some risks, they innovated, they trusted the partnership that they have with the city of Portland. And I think that has led to a really good solution here. And I want to address Bob's issue right off the bat. He's right. This should not become the public sector subsidizing others. And I know, Lightning, I know you disagree. What we are doing here is we are incentivizing those who are ready to go and who share our commitment and sense of urgency to cleaning up the Willamette River, not talking about it for another 20 years, but actually taking action and doing something about it. Those who want to come on board now have a clear incentive and a good entry path to being able to do that with us. And I think that makes this very exciting, Commissioner Fish. And I look forward to playing whatever bit role I can play in this to help help smooth this path going forward. So this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. We are adjourned. Thank you.